Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, ACS fans, Lynette here, lasagna baker extraordinaire and lover of all carbs that Adam can't eat. Pussy. Anyway, I wanted to tell you guys that space is filling up for the Corolla Family Barbecue. It's filling up fast. Turns out tons of people are interested in coming to the studio to see where the podcast is recorded and hang out for dinner in the parking lot with everyone from the network. Everyone you guys love. Adam, Gina, Brian, Dawson, myself, lackeys, drinking, grilling, talking to you guys all night long. Ba-beep, ba-beep. So if you want two tickets to the barbecue, there's only one thing you can do. Head to CorollaDrinks.com and sign up for the 12-pack case club now because spots are going fast, so you got to hurry. So come join us for the Corolla Family Barbecue June 22nd at the ACS Studios exclusively for our 12-pack case club members. We love you guys.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
It's Friday.
Yay.
Yes.
Like, it's any different to us. Really? It's 7 days a week, 24/7. When you're a mom.
I know.
That's it. Like, I don't have a 9-to-5 job, so.
I remember when the kids were really little. Yeah.
Oh,
I hated the weekends.
Me too.
Thank God it's Monday.
Me too. I hated three-day weekends.
Oh, my God. It was the worst.
My God,
what
scary.
The fuck am I supposed to do with these kids for 3 whole days?
I know. It's only 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. What else are we going
to
do?
Send them back to preschool.
Oh, my God.
Back in the day.
It was. I know.
Yeah.
It was scary.
Now I do really live for the weekends.
Me too. Because you have to get in.
It's like I get a weekend too.
Yes, except if you have to go to Irvine for tournaments.
Yes, yes. Okay, before we start bitching, which we love, which in a positive, I say that it with love because we like to complain. That's what we do. We want to tell you about Coral Life.
Mm.
Coral Life.
This is interesting.
First of all, did you know that the average woman's going to use 10,000 tampons in her lifetime?
Unless you're me, then that's just in a month time.
Yeah, exactly. That's in an hour, in a day. No, because tampon companies – oh, no. The thing is, you didn't know that. And also, you probably don't know what's in your tampons because tampon companies don't have to disclose the ingredients they use. That's terrible.
Isn't that awful?
But Cora is the brand that believes that what you put in your body does matter. So they've created certified organic cotton tampons and pads, and they deliver them to your door. This is a great idea, and I'm gonna, you know, I got I got a couple of ladies,
yes,
in my house,
yeah,
that are gonna be bleeding pretty soon.
Me too,
and yeah,
she's already.
So, I think it's really important, especially when it comes to our kids.
Oh yeah,
but no, ourselves too.
Yeah,
that you want to have organic cotton. You know,
yeah,
a
that's
lot of
true.
These ingredients, you don't want those
in your body.
No.
Or sitting in your underwear.
No. So go to Cora Life. That's C-O-R-A dot. Go to, I'm sorry, Cora dot life. It's a big difference. / F-C-O-L. And you're going to get a 1 month free trial of their products. This is a special offer and it's just for our listeners. And it's the best offer out there. But
yeah,
you have to go here to get it. Cora, C-O-R-A. .life/FCOL. And you're going to create a period profile and they'll customize a monthly period plan just for you. And with every month's supply of Cora you purchase, they give a month's supply of pads to a girl in need.
You know, I love this.
Me too.
I love that people are doing that now. And I'm starting to think maybe Corolla Drink should start doing that. Maybe for every case you buy, we give a case to a hobo.
I like that.
You know?
I really like that.
Keeps them warm at night.
Puts a positive spin on things. No, I think that's a good idea.
I love that people are doing that.
Yeah. Also, I want to bring up Tommy John.
Yeah, tell me about it. You were telling me. You were going to tell me.
I was looking. I was folding clothes and I felt the T-shirt. Mm-hmm. I felt this T-shirt and I was like, God, this is like the nicest T-shirt. Is this my T-shirt? And I was like,
this is mine?
John's Tommy John T-shirt. I was like, how did he get all the good T-shirts? How did I get hurt? How do I have like scratchy, like regular T-shirts and he has like the really
boobs
soft
have to rub up against?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to get more Tommy John and I need to get – I want to get one of the man-sized T-shirts for me. I'm going to do a whole order from Tommy John.
Me too. I am too. I am too. And they sent me – they sent us underwear.
Yeah.
And it's the only pair – like you said, it's the only pair that's the softest in the drawer.
Yeah.
It's you guys, honestly. Like,
you can
Tommy
feel the
John,
difference, though. Yeah, when you reach – when you're doing the laundry and you're feeling the T-shirts, you're gonna know immediately, like, oh, this is
this
my Tommy
is,
John.
Exactly. Exactly.
You need to try it out. They have a new air collection for the ladies, which is made from quick-drying antimicrobial – yeah, that's it, fabric – with seamless bonded edges so you have a no visible panty line. Here's what you're going to do. Hurry to tommyjohn.com/FCOL and get 20% off your first order. I am going to go home and use our promo code.
Yes, me too.
Because we don't just get – it's not free.
No,
I
know.
We pay for it just like you guys do.
Yeah.
tommyjohn.com/FCOL and get 20% off. Try it out. You're going to love it.
And you know what? By the way, if you guys like your Tommy Johns, why don't you tweet at me and tell me what you like about it, and we'll send you some free product. You guys don't want some free product?
Yeah.
What's going on out there? Hello? Is this thing
on? Love spending money?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on now.
Don't be dumb. Get on it.
What's going on?
All right.
What's the haps?
So today's Friday, but last weekend, I haven't told you about my kids had a really good weekend.
Yeah. What happened?
What happened is my kids almost always, as you know, have a horrible day at school. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Every single day when I pick them up, how was your day? That's what I get. That's for a good day. How's your day? Then I'm like, oh, so it was pretty good. Okay. No major complaints.
Yeah, right.
You know, because other times, how was your day? Terrible.
That's how it was
for a long time.
I don't like that. Sucks.
As you know, I was racking my brain. Am I going to send these kids to another school? What am I going to do? Then Sadie was, as you know, has all these problems with her social life and friendships. And, you know, there's this group and that group doesn't like her. And then she gets her feelings hurt because
she hasn't found her people.
She's not yet.
She hasn't found her groove.
So then, you know how I would tell you that there was like this one group. There were like sort of these two different groups. And one of them had been kind of her group last year, but Not when I say that, I don't mean she ever hangs out with any of them at home. It was just – it's hard to explain, but then she would get her feelings hurt because there's like – they all follow one girl. It doesn't really – that doesn't matter. But remember a couple years ago, she had a BFF for a while.
Right.
That you might remember who had taken her to like Great Wolf Lodge.
Right, right.
And she loved this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this girl.
Yeah.
Everything about this girl, all good.
Yeah.
All good things.
Yes.
So she's a sparkly personality. She was the one that I used to tell you that I really liked because she tells you
what she wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I love that.
But not ever. She's super polite.
But,
it's
right,
not ever
in a nice
pushy.
Way.
But if she wants some, if she's hungry, she'll be like, hey, can we get something? Can we have something to eat?
Yeah. I love that.
So you don't
just
have to
tell
go, like,
me.
Hey, are you guys hungry? Do you want something to eat? Yeah. Are you sure? Because you haven't eaten anything in 24 hours.
You're like, you have to drag it out of them.
Right.
It's interrogation.
Or when you go like this. Hey, do you guys want to go to Menchie's? And then the guest will go like those.
Yeah.
I just did something that's not cool for pot. I just shrugged my shoulders.
Right.
But not in a shrug like I really don't care, but in like a, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess so.
Yeah.
What do you mean I guess so?
Right, I know. Could you imagine?
Don't nonverbal I guess so me.
As a kid when you had could you imagine if your mom's – first of all, my mom had no friends. But if she had a friend that walked in and was like, hey, you want to go for ice cream? And I just went, come ask me in about 2 hours maybe.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
That's what they do.
Why would you want to hello, go, yeah, sure.
Right.
Hey-o. Sonny's got a friend, Joey, who Adam loves because he's always like, even if he's in the middle of playing a video game on the screen, like you walk in and you're like, hey, boys, he always turns and goes, hey. And so we always go, is that Joey? Is that, hey, oh, Joey, hey, oh, how's it going? So funny.
I love that.
It's a sweet
kid.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference.
It does.
Tells you a lot about the kid,
right,
too.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So this girl was always great. Mm-hmm. I was so happy about their friendship. And it was really one of the first girls that Sadie ever really sparked up around.
Like, right.
Just seemed happy.
Yeah.
And as you might remember, this was like 2 years ago. Because
mm-hmm.
fourth grade, this was not – they weren't really friends anymore. So this was like in third grade.
Okay.
They were pretty much BFFs. Okay. So something happened. You might remember that I was like, I don't know what's going on with Sadie and her friend. Like, Sadie said one day, like, I don't know. She's not hanging out with me.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't really talk to me. And she couldn't figure out what she'd done wrong. And then Sadie got pretty sad for a long time. Like, then she made friends with Takis.
Right.
But Takis wasn't always nice either. Yeah, if you recall, she once left a note in Sadie's, like, cubby or whatever that was like, you're annoying. Remember? Because please don't do blah, blah, blah. It's really annoying. And it was – I can't remember what it was, but I was like, okay, Takis is kind of a biatch.
Yes. Please don't eat my snacks and go to the fucking ER because that's kind of annoying.
Exactly.
Biatch.
So Takis was the kind of girl that would like go through your pantry and like just a little bit, naughty.
Right. Okay.
Which, whatever. I was happy to have it. I was like, I don't care if you rob me blind. As long as you hang out with my daughter, it's fine. Go through my nightside table, you know. Hey, found some lube. What's this for? Okay. I'm cool. Just don't tell my daughter she's annoying and you can have all my woo-woo play that you want.
Oh, my God.
Just don't bring this home to your mom. Don't eat it either because you'll be in the ER. So.
Don't eat it.
Just don't eat it. Did my daughter eat something greasy? Because she's been throwing up and it's left a grease spot on my floor. No, not that I know of.
Woo-woo play. Had the word play in it. I just thought, okay.
Smelled good. I don't know what that is. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Then I see her at school and she's like, you know, kids should not be eating lube. Oh, thank you for – that's a PSA. Thank you. I didn't – whoa, I'm terribly sorry. She can't go to your house if she's going to be eating. I don't know what that accent is. Now it's like sort of Asian. She's not Asian. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
So out of nowhere, you might remember, a couple weeks ago,
uh-huh.
the good kid out of nowhere is hey-o. Like, hey-o. Like, she's like.
Back again?
Yeah. This girl's name is Layla.
Okay.
So I'm not saying anything bad about her, so I'll just use her real name.
Okay.
All of a sudden, Layla's back in the picture.
Okay.
Like a few weeks ago. Sadie's like, Layla wants to have a play date.
Uh-huh.
Now, you might remember this. This was a while ago. I tried to text the mom, and I was like, hey, for a while, I was that mom.
Right.
I was like, hey, do you think our kids could get together?
Yeah.
And she would always say no.
Yeah.
She was always busy.
Right.
Poor mom was going through her own stuff,
but
also just didn't, I guess she felt bad.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to have she didn't want to be like, I don't know why my daughter doesn't like your daughter anymore. She didn't want to have that conversation, so she just didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd just be like, we're so busy, some other time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was never any other time. And then eventually I was like, I'm not asking anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like a whole year goes by,
mm-hmm.
and we're hanging out with Takis,
mm-hmm.
making do.
Right.
And then out of nowhere this year, she tells me, oh, Layla wants to have a play date. And now I'm like, look, I'm like a dog that you kicked down the stairs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I still love you.
Right.
But I'm scared of you now.
Yes.
So I'm like, I don't know. You talk to her and you work it out.
Right.
If I hear from her mom and she legitimately has actually told her mom, I want to see Sadie, then mm-hmm. I'll mm-hmm. fine with me, of course.
Right.
So that didn't really happen. But I did reach out to the mom eventually. She swore to me that they wanted to. And then the mom was like, yeah, they want to hang out. Mm-hmm. So a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, she slept over at our house. And it was – remember I told you that – I'm pretty sure I told you this on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because I was in the car with them and the girl said to Sadie, how come we stopped hanging out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then Sadie played it cool, I told you, and was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And she was like, I think it's because they put us in different classes in fourth grade. They shouldn't have done that. They shouldn't have anyway, it was all good as gold.
Right, right.
And then they had a great time, and then they were kind of planning the next one, and then they've been friends at school, and Sadie's been much happier. So then the other day, so then for weekends coming up, the mom and I would, she would be like, oh, so we can't do it this weekend, but like we'd love to have her next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Then it didn't happen. But then
and you
Friday,
like the mom.
Last Friday,
mm-hmm.
I love the mom. She's super, she's very sweet.
Okay.
She's really nice.
Yeah.
Always been nice. I never had a problem with the mom. It was just that she wouldn't be straight with me.
Yeah.
At one point she did tell me, she said, Layla's been hanging out with this other girl who will go without a name. And she said, and the other girl seems to be a little controlling and bossy. And for a long time was like kind of not letting her hang out with Sadie, I guess.
I hate that. There are – that's some, those girls ought to be weeded out and they have a talking to.
Yeah. So what do you – but at that – you know when I would get that thing where I'd be like, I want to send – an email
mm-hmm.
to this mom, and this mom,
mm-hmm.
and go, look,
yeah,
I have been holding my tongue for since kindergarten,
right?
But your girls be bitches.
Yes.
But, you know, you can't – you just can't because they're going to be like, whoa, she's crazy.
Yeah.
Which I kind of am. So I don't want to show my cards,
change.
My crazy cards.
Yeah.
Also – I'm not there. I don't know what part Sadie's playing in it. I don't know if like Sadie's paranoid and they look at her the wrong way and she's like, oh, I don't.
You don't know.
You can't know you're not there.
Right.
So.
Right.
And also Sadie would be mortified if I ever did that. And I'm just I really do want Sadie to learn those lessons and kind of figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But of course I get heartbroken
of
when
course.
She has no friends.
Of course.
So Friday, Sadie says – Layla and I really want to have a sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, well, I'll
–
so I reached out to the mom.
Okay.
And she said, yeah, can she come over tonight? And I asked Sadie and Sadie was like, yeah. And here's another thing about Sadie. Even though beggars can't be choosers, Sadie is. She's a chooser.
Yeah.
She does not get – like you could be like, this person wants to see you. And she's like,
Jennifer Aniston wants to come hang out.
She's like, what's Courtney
what
Cox
else you
doing?
Got?
That's who I really kind of bond with. I'm like, but Courtney Cox does not want to be your friend. Jennifer Aniston does. I mean, I'll just stay home. I'll just play Roblox.
Oh, my God.
That's how Sadie is.
Yeah.
She's like non, you know.
Right, right. Beggars can't be choosers, but she –
but she kind of is like – but she gets super excited about Layla. So anyway, I tell her – so she goes to Layla's house. They're having a great time. She's like a different person. They FaceTime me. They're both giggling and like laughing about something.
What is it about Layla though that you think that she – because I feel like Sadie
– I think Layla's really funny.
Yeah.
I think she's got a sparkly personality.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's very upbeat.
Right.
But she's also – very smart, and she is just not boring. Like, she's not – she doesn't – you know how we talked about there's another girl that Sadie's friends with, but she's kind of little girlish?
Yeah.
And she still plays with dolls, I think.
Yeah.
I think Sadie likes a contemporary, like somebody that likes doing the stuff – you know, Layla loves making slime. She's like
–
she's a little mischievous, too, in a fun
way. In a fun way, yeah.
She's – you know – okay, so I have to tell you what they did, which was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they have a sleepover. They have a great time.
At your house?
At her house.
At her house.
Which we both know is like pretty great when they get invited somewhere.
To someplace else. I know. It's always at our freaking house.
Always at our house,
too. I know.
So I was like excited for Sadie.
Yes.
And my kids are not used to that. They don't do that well. Like I was getting texts from Sadie on the iPad, you know, starting to get homesick. And I'm like, you can do it.
Yeah.
You're not going to want to wake up in your own bed.
Right.
You're going to be sad because you're going to have more fun with Layla tomorrow.
Yes.
Because the mom's like, she can hang tomorrow too. You know, it's fine.
Yeah.
And Sadie was all about that.
Yeah.
She's like, how long can I stay tomorrow?
Right, right.
I go,
right.
She says that they don't have plans so you can hang out all day.
She's like Natalia.
Yeah. So she was so happy about that. So I said, you're going to be so mad if I come pick you up. You can do this.
What time did she text?
This was at like 11:30.
Oh, wow.
So she's first they text me together. They FaceTime me. Mm-hmm. Can we stay up till 11:30? I was like, bitches, you're not at my
house.
Yeah,
I know. Do your own. You do you.
Yeah, you got another mom there.
Right.
I'm not momming
right,
you right now.
Right. I'm
my own kids. I got more. Anyway, long story short, she falls as she sleeps there. I don't hear from her again after 11:30. The next day, they hang out all day. Then they miraculously, Xander and Sadie had gotten invited to a birthday party, which I told you I was complaining. They never get invited to stuff.
Right.
But they got invited to this sweet kid's birthday party.
Nice.
A boy. Mm-hmm. And Xander was – who's friends with this kid. But we had invited this child to Xander and Sadie's birthday party and gotten no response.
Oh.
I texted the Evite and I emailed the Evite and they never responded. So I was like, had kind of lost hope in this friendship. But out of nowhere, we get invited. Well, it turns out Layla had also been invited. So but in the afternoon, Sadie FaceTimes me again. She's like, hey, Layla got invited to this party too. Can we just meet you at the party?
Right.
Which didn't start till 6:30 at night.
Wow.
So
is
I said,
Saturday night now?
Now this is for Saturday night.
Okay.
So I said, yeah, that's fine. Then they text me again before the party and they're like, can we have another sleepover at our house? Honestly, I've never been happier for my child.
Right.
Because she hasn't had that in 2 years. They did a double sleepover 2 years ago. She sounded so happy.
That's awesome.
Nothing makes me happier than hearing Sadie happy.
Yeah.
She was so happy. Yeah. And I said, yeah, is it okay with her mom? And they said, yeah, she says it's okay. And I go, sure, pack a bag and bring it to the party.
Right.
And then you guys will come. They're like, it's not going to get over till 8:30 anyway. So can't you?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. So Saturday night, they went to the party. They had a great time.
That's nice.
Xander had a great time. I bring them all back to our house. All three of them have a great time. And they wake up in the morning. I went and got them donuts. Like, it was like
nice.
Old school fun time.
Yeah.
And Sadie was like high from it all day long.
Aww.
Oh, so this is why I think they're friends. So Saturday night at this birthday party, it was at a Glow Zone. There's a thing at Glow Zone, if you've ever been there.
I was just there.
Okay, called Soft City, which is for the babies.
Yeah.
It's for like you have to be 7 or under.
Okay.
And then accompanied by either an older sibling or a parent.
Right.
It's like a baby area.
Yeah.
So the girls come up to me. I got there towards the end of the party to pick them up. And both of them come up to me and they are laughing their butts off. And they're giggling. And they're like, Mom. They said, Layla told the people that were little kids. She said she was 7 and I'm her older sister who's 10. And they said we have to have a parent to prove that if we want to play in Soft City. We made up fake names. We told them our names are Penelope and Trina. And then it was some last name like Belvedere.
Right.
Our names are this, and we're 7 and 10. And we told them that. So, but you have to come and tell them that that's true.
Right.
Which was so something I would have done as
a kid. I know.
Thought it was so funny. So I had to go with them to the Soft City area and tell the lady. I was like, yeah, can they? And she was like, yeah, but they have to have a parent here.
So they're like, what do you think I am? Who are you talking to?
But they're like, you have to stay. So I'm like, all right. So I was like, you guys, five minutes.
Is there internet, Wi-Fi in there?
Then I had to go with it. I was like, Penelope, Trina, where are your shoes? I'm like calling them by
pulling
their fake
their
names.
Right,
like, what are we out clubbing?
I did the same
thing. Did you bring
your
fake ID?
I did the same thing to Glow Zone, too, kind of. I pulled one over on them. Well, you know, you got to sign them in.
Right.
You know, you get to these places, and they want you to sign. Okay, like, they need a parent's
you
signature.
You got to get, like, life insurance policy for them, like you do at the airport.
Yeah, because they don't want to get sued.
Right.
So they want a parent's signature that, you know, you got to tell the parent to email them ahead of time to sign a thing, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, did your parents – we forgot to do that, right? Like, I brought 4 kids. Each kid brought a friend.
Right.
And I'm looking at Annie, and I'm looking at Nathan, Sonny, and Natalia, and I go –
well, because Glow Zone didn't even used to ask for them. It was only Sky High,
like,
where you were pretty sure you're going to get a broken ankle.
Right.
At the very least.
Because Dr.
Or
Bruce
head
will tell you for sure. So we walk in, and she's like, okay, well, you got to sign in, and they need their parents' signature. And I was like, Okay. So I just put Nathan Carolla, right. Sonny Carolla, right, Natalia right. Carolla, right. and, you know, Josephine Carolla.
Right.
And they're all four
the quads. They, the quadruplets,
they got the same
birthday.
Same birthday, 2006. And then she's like, okay, so all these four are yours? And I said, yep. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to challenge me? She's like 20 years old.
Right.
Are you going to challenge me? I said, yep. And she's like, okay, that'll be, I was like, okay, that's what I thought. Biatch. I'm fucking going to get on the phone and call Nathan's mom. And can you send him? Fuck that. Like, anybody reads any of that anyways?
They don't.
No, they don't. It's all just for, you know.
I know somebody's going to send us an email about that or Facebook message me.
Oh, well.
And go, well, you know, they do that for a reason because the blah, 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 blah.
I'm sure there's some reason somewhere in the weeds, but it's not my problem. I don't know. I know why they do it. I'm just, if some shit goes down, it's not going to be because I called their last name by the wrong last name and said they were my kid.
Right.
If something's going to go down, it's going to go down.
Right.
If somebody's going to sue somebody, they're going to sue somebody. That's it.
Yeah. Well, we are living in a sue happy, like,
just ask Gerald.
World. Yeah.
He's representing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Jesse.
Yes. The guy. Okay.
What's his last name?
The one.
Smollett.
Who, Smollett. Every day on the Today Show, it's on there.
Okay, Lynette, I think that it's not a – I think that he really was attacked.
You do?
I do.
Mel,
because
but you know,
something came out, new news came out that the check that they're like, oh, well, he wrote us this check.
Mm-hmm.
But the check he wrote them was for training him. And it was like a legitimate thing. He wrote them a check for like $3,500.
To the two guys?
To the two guys. Wow. Because you know how everyone was like, I can't believe he wrote him a check. Like, how dumb are you to write a check
right,
for them
to
like beat him up?
Right.
But he didn't write a check for that. He wrote a check for them to train him. And he really did have a thing, like a music video or whatever, that they that he was paying them. I think that he really was
attacked.
No, I don't. I think he really was attacked. Yeah.
Well, Garagos is defending him. Well, Garagos is more defending, from what I hear, the police department. Yeah, you should probably
should call
get
Garagos
on this
and
case.
See if I should be a witness.
Send him a text.
I mean, like, listen, I read some stuff on TMZ, so
I know what's
do you want
going
me to
on.
Test? I know a little bit about a little bit.
He doesn't like the way the Chicago Police Department handled it.
Yeah.
And he's going to take them to task. He's going to take them to town.
Yeah, well, they've been known for some corruption, the Chicago Police Department.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to him.
Yeah,
I'm
you should.
Like,
you
look,
should, yeah.
Scott Peterson, guilty. Okay? I think we can both agree on that. But I will help you with this Jesse Smollett case.
He won't
case.
Let that go. He will not let he.
The guy is could not be more guilty. It's insane.
He'll tell you at a Thanksgiving dinner why he is not guilty. Like, why he's innocent. Look, and, you know, just that he has that way about him. The way he talks.
I mean, you could also tell me that OJ's not guilty. But
right.
He's guilty. It's O.J.
Sonny wants to watch the O.J. Simpson story.
Should let him.
I should. Yeah.
I don't know.
Right?
It's not that gory.
Well, he watched Casino, for God's sakes.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I don't – the O.J. thing, that there are so many – from listening to all my crime shows, it's amazing how many complete psychopaths are out there that act so believable.
Yeah. What? I have a good book for you that I'm listening to.
What?
It's another one of that guy. It's a true story. Maybe you know this story. It happened in the 80s. And this guy, okay, it's Jack Olson's book, New York Times bestselling author, Salt of the Earth, it's called. Whoa. And it's, yeah, right? It's narrating, don't break a rib. It's narrated by Kevin Pierce, the guy that has the voice that we like from, you know, Little Children. He narrates it. And the thing that's great about this book, though, is even though as much as me and you like the gory and the details and stuff, that stuff does come, but it doesn't come. And he builds – it's a true story, but he tells the story of the parent – it's the little girl got kidnapped and killed, I guess. I mean, I didn't look up the story because I wanted to be surprised along the way. But as of right now, she's missing. And the guy that's the perp is a – he had like road – not road rage. Roid rage.
Oh, that's what he's saying?
He was taking a lot of steroids, and he was beating the shit out of his wife. And he's been known for some of the rapes that are happened. It happened near Seattle in Washington. But they grew up out here in Fontana. And then the dad moved the family to Washington so he could make more money or something like that. And the dad's kind of an alcoholic. He becomes more of an alcoholic when his daughter goes missing. And it's a sad story. But he tells you the story of the family, kind of. And I usually don't like that. I'm like, just get to the point. But it is kind of interesting how the parents meet and then they fall in love and then they have their kids. But also what kind of a dad. It wasn't a perfect family. The dad had alcoholism in his family and then he developed alcohol. He got more and more alcoholic as stress took a part of his life. And then when his daughter goes missing, it's just heartbreaking. He like blames himself because he first moved the family there. But then also he went to work that one day he should have been home with the kids. Instead, he just went to work. And it was like, you know, it was like 19, I think the girl is like my age or maybe a year younger than me. But it was like, you know, that they let the babysitter go because she was 12 and she's old enough to take care of her two younger brothers. And she's very responsible. She seemed like an Albie, like she was very going by the rules and very responsible. And she was also like a Sunny. She was a scaredy cat. And she would see, like, you know, she would, like, her worst nightmare would be to be kidnapped. And, like, she always wanted to, where's mom? Where's little Mikey? You know, she wanted to know where the brothers were all the time. And, you know,
that's so Elby.
I know. And it's so sad.
I can't even imagine. Last night, I tried to get John. I'm going to get that book.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm reading right now.
Yeah, what are you reading?
Well, I call it reading, but I'm listening. Because I really like this podcast, The Dropout, about Elizabeth – what's her name?
The woman that
invented Thera.
Right.
Thera.
Theraflu.
Listen, you're listening to a 50-year-old woman
I know how I feel.
Come on, guys. Thera, whatever. Elizabeth from Thera. Okay? You don't need to know last names or second syllables of everything,
come on,
okay?
We're
on a first syllable basis.
Just Google it.
Did you Google it for me?
No.
Caitlin!
There's a lot of dropouts.
The Dropout. It's about Elizabeth Theranos. Okay, Theranos is the name of the company that's supposed to test your blood.
Right.
And it was this huge case where she's basically probably going to jail.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's really, really good.
There's a podcast called The Dropout. You got to listen to it. It's a really good podcast. The book is called Bad Blood, and it's very interesting, but too hard for me. John loved the book. Okay?
Really?
He listened to it. He was like, oh, it's so good. He's like, are you listening? I go, I mean, I listened to the first, probably made it through an hour of it. And like, it's too hard. I can't keep up with it.
Yeah.
It's like listening to somebody calling a sports game, like the announcers, if you don't really know the sport.
Right. It's like,
even if you do know the sport, if you were just listening to, say, a football game, you wouldn't be, it would be hard to know what's going on.
Oh, totally. Well, for me, yeah.
Yeah, so
it's
me
like
too.
Speaking, yeah.
Right. I'm like, did they make a touchdown?
Yes,
tell me that.
I know.
But this is what they were like, oh, he picked up the yard line. Well, that's what it's like, but with like venture capitalist terms where you're happened and then that happened, then the science. I'm like, I'm not a fucking scientist.
Yeah, I know.
Speak English. I did not do well in high school. This needs to be a book for everybody. You are not speaking to a layman. John's like, I did not find it hard to follow at all. I'm like, fuck off. I want a divorce. Okay. Anyway, so that book is too hard.
You listen to the podcast before you listen to the book?
I've been listening to the podcast, but much like the Powells, I had listened to the book and then I also liked the podcast. I was like, this could go both ways. Yeah. I'm liking the podcast. I might also like the book.
Yes.
No, not so much. But
you're not a scientist.
So I had watched Abducted in Plain Sight. Have you seen it?
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah. So that's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, the girl gets kidnapped.
Right.
Right. And meanwhile, the dad's giving the guy a handy. The mom's having sex with the guy. He's a total like pathological liar pedophile.
Right.
Everybody is like basically in bed with this pedophile.
Yes. That
was taken over.
It's on Netflix. That's the one that you told me to watch like months ago. And you're like, you got to watch
it.
Because people are so dumb in this thing. And it's a true story. But you're like,
you can't believe it.
Took my daughter for 2 months. Don't you do that again.
Yes. They're like, you better stop that. I'm still going to be having sex with you. But don't stop with the taking my daughter. That's too much. Now you've gone. Wait, you took her again. That's too much. I told you. Wait, now you're marrying her? Come on, dude. That's not cool.
I know.
That's
dad,
my daughter. She's
the
only
dad gave her
12.
Hand job. Can you explain that? Explain the dad gave.
Okay, this is a big spoiler alert. So if you haven't seen it yet, fast forward like 20 seconds. But honestly, I'm not telling
it's
you.
Really
that.
Not. Yeah.
You got to watch it for yourself.
Yes.
The dad is like, that was my daughter. That was so bad. This guy, I mean, he seemed like a great guy. He sent us a fruit basket. How bad could he be? I was like, whoa, hello there. This guy's a great guy. But then we went for a drive and he said, oh, I hate my wife.
Right.
So frustrated. She will not have sex with me. And I've got, I just need some release.
Yes.
I need some release. And he's like, so, I mean, he's like, hey, could you give me some release? And he was like, I mean, this is a great guy. He did send me a fruit basket. The least I could do for this guy is help him out, a little help a fella out. He's like, so I feel terrible about it, but I did masturbate him. I broke my vows. I masturbated. I took his penis in my hand and I just stroked it until some cum came out. And, oh, it was glorious. But I mean, it's terrible. I broke my vows.
That's true. That's I forgot about. That.
That's like how he.
I forgot about that.
He's like, oh,
what's more? And then, what was worse? The fact that he kidnapped his own daughter. The fact that he kidnapped the guy's daughter, or that he broke his vows because he had to give him a hand.
Yeah,
but he felt bad for him. He
doesn't like his wife. Then the wife, right, is every interview that the mom is she has this twinkle in her eye.
Yes.
And she's just like, and then he told me things, but he said, you're quite a woman. She was like, and I haven't had those feelings in a long time. Because, I mean, I had been married like 12 or 13 years. So he was making me feel like, I don't know. So then we took off our clothes and we had intercourse.
Right.
And this was after he kidnapped her daughter.
Right.
After he kidnapped her daughter for 2 months and was having sex with their daughter, 12 years old, kidnapped,
so weird.
Took her off, was drugged her, and was sleeping with her.
Oh, and made a tape telling her that they're aliens and that in order to save the universe, you got to – and the daughter's telling the story.
Yeah.
Like she's there. Yeah. She's a grown woman now.
Yeah.
That he was playing this thing in the camper that he took her in
over
and over. Like, we're aliens. We're going to destroy the earth.
Yeah.
Unless your father gives him a hand job and you have sex with me. You got to have sex with me. You're going to have to lay down and have sex with him. Not me.
Yeah.
I mean him. When I say me, I mean him. This is the alien talking now.
Right.
Or the earth is going to explode.
And it talks in a voice like this.
Right. Or though you need to save the earth or it's going to explode. Then he goes to jail. And before he goes to jail,
John
he tells
goes,
her.
John goes, it's like Cartman's voice on the alien. He couldn't come up with something better than that.
I better care of sex with me. Screw you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, what'd I say? Give me a hand job. Don't touch it that way. No. But then he goes to jail. And before he goes off to jail, he tells the little girl, hey, by the way, remember the alien stuff?
Stop the zeet.
And don't tell anybody because if you do, the earth's going to explode. You're going to ruin everything. So just wait till I get out of jail and then I'll give you further instructions. I mean, the alien will give you further instructions.
Yeah.
And she did.
Right. So then the parents, they sign a thing. Meanwhile, the FBI is like, holy shit, this girl was kidnapped for two months. Well, he's going to jail. The parents are like, whoa. Hey, maybe we forgot to mention that we got a fruit basket. We probably never said anything about the fruit basket. That's our bad. Should have told you that he's a pretty nice guy.
He's kind of a nice guy. Like, come on now. Let's not get too harsh. He put her in a camper. It's not like he tied her up and like did things, you know?
Oh, I mean, okay, he did tie her up, but it did things. But it's not like, I mean.
Come on.
We're all
everybody,
it's good.
Let's see. Yeah.
So
basically
the guy's like, I'm going to tell everybody that I had sex with the husband and sex with the wife unless you like sign a thing saying that we had permission. I had permission. So they're like, all right. So they do that.
Yeah.
Then he kidnaps her again.
Yo, no. Then the FBI comes on the screen and he goes, I told the Martins to stay away from this guy and to never talk to him again when he comes. bad. They didn't listen to me at all. Yeah. That's the FBI guy. They didn't listen.
He goes like this. He goes, and they listened to me. Not at all.
Not at all. And then I'm like thinking to myself, they didn't listen to you? Like, what now? What'd they do now? He already kidnapped her. He's going to jail. Now what?
Right.
He comes out of jail.
And by the way, the guy's brother is like, my brother's a pedophile.
That's right.
I mean, he tried to have sex with our sister when she was six, but, you know, she said no. She told on him. So, yeah, I mean, the guy's always been a pedophile. He's always been a pervert. He likes young girls.
He likes young. It's not my thing. He said that. He's like, it's not my kind of thing, but he likes young girls. I don't know what to tell you.
So, okay, but I got to back up for a second.
Abduction in plain sight.
Abduction in plain sight. So last night, John and I, we just celebrated our anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Been together almost 20. But so I was like, so John wants to watch The Fry. I don't know.
Documentary. That's good.
Yeah. So he wants to watch that. And I'm like, I've been trying to get you to watch Abducted in Plain Sight with me for a while. So John says, I'm sure we relate on this. John's like, I'm not interested in your crime documentaries.
Right.
I don't want to be sad.
I know.
It's a Sunday night. I want to have a nice night with my wife. We just had some sushi.
Right.
Why can't we watch the Fry documentary and laugh at people? And I was like, I promise you we're going to be laughing at people in Abducted in Plain Sight.
Yes.
Well, I'd kind of forgotten. I'd already watched it, fell asleep towards the last half hour.
Yeah.
And then I fell asleep again. Okay, so John does not like stuff that's sad, though. And he does not like stuff about, like, raping young girls.
Well, you know.
You know, I'm used to it.
I
not only have I listened to every episode of Sword and Scale, but I do Sword and Scale rewatch. Like, that's old hat to me.
Yes.
I'm like, that's Tuesday morning breakfast. That's not anything out of the ordinary for me. I don't even think of that. I'm like, but the hand job thing is we're going to have some laughs.
You wait till you get that. Yeah.
Right? I'm like, hang on. It gets funnier.
Right.
John's like, this is not funny. Like, this is not compelling. This is sad. I'm like, because it's all about the raping and the kidnapping at the beginning. I'm hang on. This guy's so crazy. It's going to get better. And then I start falling asleep. And John's like, what's with the falling asleep? He's like tapping me, checking to see if I'm my breathing,
putting his hand in front of
he does that, put it in front of my face. I'm like, I'm up. I'm watching. Are you watching? He's like, I'm watching, but this is like so sad.
But the people are stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, so I fall asleep. I wake up this morning, or John wakes me up. Like, it must have been like 3 in the morning. He's like, you fell asleep. He goes, the guy committed suicide. He goes, this is not the Fry documentary.
I want to see millennials stuck out in the desert eating a fucking ham cheese sandwich when they were plowing lobster.
Yeah, John was so mad. He did not see.
He didn't. So which document? Wait, did you watch the Fry one? Did you watch?
No, I told him I don't want to watch the one by the Fuck You Boys or whatever. The one that's kind
on
of
Netflix.
The one that's by the guys that put it together, that where they're sort of defending it. I don't want to watch that one. But
you don't want to watch the one that he's in, the one that the dude's in.
Right.
Right. Except that one. So Garagos's boy, he was our boy, too. He was my lawyer, and I imitate him perfectly. He was on Adam's show recently. He's in the Hulu one, which is the one the guy's in. He's in it a lot, but he's in it throughout the whole thing almost. But in the Netflix one, he's in towards the end.
Which is – what's
his
guy?
Name is Ben. It says from Garagos, Ben. He defends he's taking on the class action lawsuit against this guy.
Oh, okay.
So he's totally like talking about what a scumbag this guy is.
Oh, so he's not in the one by the guy then?
He is. He's – to be honest, he's in more of that one. But he's being – that one about the – with the guy in it. It wasn't skewed towards how great. It was skewed like what a scumbag he is. Like they throw some hardball questions at him and like they're interviewing him and they're like, didn't you fucking – like what the fuck? And everything was like – any answer he gave was like, yeah, I can't talk about that. They made him look really –
Well, which one's better?
To be honest, I think the Hulu one's better.
Really? Okay.
I watched the Netflix one first. Now, I'm not just saying this because Ben Mysaeus is in a lot of the Hulu. I don't know. They're both good. I mean, they're both pretty much showing what a fucking psycho, sociopath, nut job, crazy, maniacal dude who needs to be behind bars. And that's another thing. He gets arrested and he's out on bail and the FBI's following him. And then he's starting up another scam. You got to watch it.
I steered John wrong by making him watch. I should have known my husband better.
Yeah,
that he wouldn't enjoy it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not exactly enjoyable.
Right,
I know. Just, it's crazy.
It's crazy how dumb they are.
Yeah.
I mean, the dad with the, I mean, he's just this nice, sweet guy. And in the middle of it, he's like, so I had to give him a hand job.
Yeah.
And he cries a lot. And he goes,
I know.
I didn't feel good about that.
You know? I mean, you're laughing, but you're like.
I know.
But you're like, the guy, they're like, yeah. He took a really – a kind of an unnatural interest in Jan.
Right.
And then they show a series of photos that he took, these like sexually posed photos when she was like 10.
In her nightgown.
Yeah.
I know.
And you're like, oh, wait, what about the part where they're like – he said, well, part of my therapy is like, you're not going to believe this.
Oh, yes.
He goes, you're not going to believe this. But my therapist says, you know, but I was molested when I was a young boy by an aunt. And part of my therapy is I need to like sleep with your daughter. I need to lay down with her.
Right.
So for four nights a week for like a year before he kidnapped her, he just slept with her in
right.
the bed and played cassette tapes
right.
that the therapist made going, now she's stroking your body.
Yeah,
it's so,
so
insane.
Weird. It is.
Yeah, John was just like, what am I watching? What is happening? What's happened?
Because this guy was like a friend of theirs, like a friend of the family in the
yeah.
very beginning.
Yeah.
He's married. He's got a wife, the
and
wives
kids.
And kids. The kids are playing, the wives are playing, and the dads are hanging. It's like a normal all-American USA town, right? But then all of a sudden, he starts taking an interest in Jan, not the other sisters, but Jan, the youngest.
Right.
And starts zoning in on her. And yeah, so that's the one
taking
that he
pictures of her hanging out with
right.
her.
Yeah. And then he tells, that's right, that was the craziest thing. He tells them, part of my therapy, because I was molested, is to lay down with your daughter every night while she's in bed.
Yeah.
But not touch each other, but lay there and play this audio recording.
Right, but he was raping her too. He was
right.
giving her sleeping pills. And he was told the parents, I'm giving her these vitamins. I'm
yes.
giving her special vitamins.
And they're like, okay, Joe. Have fun. We'll see you in the morning. Have a good night's sleep. You need an extra pillow.
What's not to like about that documentary?
Oh,
I think John's the crazy one.
Yeah, John is the crazy one.
Come to think of it. You know what? We have two more ads, right? We'll do one now and one at the end. But hate to go from that to this.
Yes.
But so we have this ad for Love the Club.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hair club.
Okay.
And Hair Club is not Hair Club for men anymore. It's Hair Club for everybody, for women.
Mm-hmm.
And we did an ad for them the other week, you know, about your confidence and how, you know, one change can make all the difference. And Hair Club is inviting you to be part of the Hair Club family to see how getting the most out of your hair can change your life. And one of our listeners put up a post about Hair Club that I just wanted to read you guys.
Because they did it. They tried it. And loved it.
Yeah. So this lady,
I'm
maybe
get this
I won't
for
say
Suzanne.
Her name, although she put her name up there. But I asked her if I could read her
post. Yeah.
Yeah. So she wrote, Dear Stephanie and Lynette, I just wanted to write you a quick note about your new sponsor, Hair Club. They're a fantastic company and have an amazing program called Kids Club, where they provide services for free to anyone under 18 who has hair loss for any reason. My daughter has trichotillomania. Means she pulls her hair out. It's like an OCD disorder. When she was a freshman in high school, attempted suicide. Mm. A huge part of her issue was being a girl in high school and trying to hide the fact that she was pulling her hair out. I found the Kids Club program and got her enrolled, and they gave her hair systems until she was a senior in high school and finally confident enough to wear a buzz cut. They treated her with such respect and never made her feel ashamed of her problem. If, when I lose my hair, I will definitely use them.
Wow.
I just thought that was
really sweet.
Because nowhere in their ad do they pat themselves on the back and say that they
right.
help
I know.
Kids
they
for
didn't
free.
Say that. I know.
No, it's not even in their ad. So if you have any hair loss or thinning hair or the man in your life does, check them out.
Yes.
Give them your business. Go to hairclub.com/FCOL. Today, you'll get a free hair analysis and a free take-home hair care kit.
That's cool.
All valued over $300. That's hairclub.com/FCOL for a free hair analysis.
Give that to Suzanne.
Yeah. So thank you, Hair Club.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do this last one at the end.
what else?
Do we have anything else about – I was just going to tell you that I feel – in a little funk about podcasts because a lot of my podcasts are done. I need you guys to give me some suggestions.
Listen
here's what's on my list. 2020, 48 Hours, No new. I've listened to them all. Chris Hayes, Breakdown, which hasn't had a new season in a while. They did the
Which one was that?
That was the one that did the Hot Car Dad
season.
That was so good.
Yeah. They haven't done anything. I thought that
No, they've been off for a while. Case Closed. Have you heard of Case Closed?
No.
I hate it when I open my app and it says, you're all caught up.
I know.
Fuck you.
Taunting you.
Come up with something else. Come up with another episode. So that's – Case Closed is about a girl who disappeared. I don't know. It's a little
really?
Bit boring.
Oh, it is?
It's
oh,
okay.
Is that the one you were saying like it kind of, it should be better, but they can if they would just trim the fat or
that,
something?
No, that was a different one that I unsubscribed to because I was like, I need to know if this ever comes to
right.
fruition. And
right.
I found out it doesn't.
Oh.
Oh, that was called Sleuth.
Okay.
And I don't know. I could be combining things in my head.
What about the
Sleuth? That was cereal. About the girl who – okay. Then I was – Case Felt Cold. I don't have a new episode.
Cold is still going?
Yeah, it's still going.
Okay.
But that's pretty much wrapping up. I mean, that's almost done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any more of the
– What about Serial Killers?
Oh, Over My Dead Body is really good.
Really?
But there's only been – like four episodes.
What's that about?
Okay, it's about this guy. It's about a guy. It's about a husband and wife
mm-hmm.
who seem like they have a good marriage, but then they get divorced. Then the husband ends up shot in the face. Now they're trying to find out who did it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's very good. You'll
they
really
play
like it.
Like real audio tapes and stuff like that?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
I love that.
Lots of stuff. It's right up our alley. It's
okay.
Just that there's not a ton of episodes.
Okay.
The Dropout, I have no new episode. And that's kind of –
What about Serial Killers? It depends on –
I don't love Serial Killers that much.
Yeah.
I like – I don't – I mean, once in a while, but I like the ones that are about
– Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. Like common everyday like
– Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because
don't make a career out of it. Just do it once,
right?
And then tell us about it.
Yeah,
not just do it, but
just to have a bad Saturday night,
right? In Tarzana, in this
up the street
decade.
If all the crimes could happen in Encino, I would appreciate that on your podcast. If you could just do the Encino murders, and it was just like
in the last 10, 20 years. Not past 30 years.
Yeah, like, just go on like nextdoor.com mm-hmm. and follow some cases.
Let's talk about your podcast for a second. Hello?
Yeah.
What's the other podcast you're doing?
Oh, Rose Prick. Oh, so you mean on Rose Pricks. So on Rose Pricks, our Patreon is always about Ronnie and I both read posts from our local nextdoor.com.
That's hilarious.
It's really funny because our neighborhoods are so different. Mine is so suburban and Ronnie lives in WeHo.
Oh, yeah.
So his are always like bitchy queens getting mad about like,
oh,
you know, somebody's chihuahua yapping too loud or just funny.
Right. There's not got to be no crime going down there. Is
oh, it? No, there's lots of crime.
Like,
yeah, there's
what?
Lots. Just, like, I don't know. Just like there'll be something like, you know, some meth head was out like, you know, banging on people's garbage cans in the middle of the night. There's crazy stuff.
Really?
Yeah. But ours is always... Okay, so we have a neighbor situation where somebody, you know, when there's like one super crazy one and they come in the middle of somebody's thread and just get mad about something?
Yeah.
So there's a whole post about people who have a rat problem. And then this lady comes out and she starts going on about like, I know you guys are talking about me and my house. And then she writes a cease and desist letter to like nextdoor.com, and then somebody takes the letter and posts it in the middle of this thread. It was so crazy, the ongoing drama. And then, of course, it always devolves into arguing in the middle of the thread about something that's not even related to what the original post was about.
Exactly.
And then the Nextdoor police come in and like close down the thread.
Oh my God. Wait, by the way, the rat problem, Drew said it was going to be an epidemic. He called it like months ago, and now I saw it on the news. It's becoming an epidemic. The rats have typhus. Is that the name of it? Yeah.
What?
They're carrying typhus, and so it's becoming a huge problem, especially in downtown LA on Skid Row.
Oh no!
People are getting very, very sick, and like in the buildings, the buildings surrounding that area, some of the municipal buildings. they're getting infested by these rats with typhus. Yeah. Uh-huh. And he called it. He said it like to me a couple of months ago.
Can you vaccinate your kids against typhus?
I don't know if we...
Is that the same as like Typhoid Mary?
It might be like the cousin of them.
Okay, we are like a podcast for dumb people. Like if you have some kind of genuine issue that you would like us to reinterpret wrongly...
Oh my gosh.
We're your gals.
I don't stop. It hurts.
Is that something that I could refuse to vaccinate my kids for?
Oh my God. Is that some form of Typhoid Mary? Yeah, you Dylan. What's your name?
Kaylin.
Kaylin.
Hi.
Do you find, what's it called? It's called typhus, right?
It's called typhus.
And where
Drew,
are we at with
Drew
that?
Drew made the proclamation back in October.
That's in October, yeah. Right?
And, it's and now, is it like typhoid? Is typhoid a thing? Is that different than typhus?
I don't think come, it's...
If it's different, you guys, come on. Come up with a different name. Why has it got to sound like Typhoid Mary? Why can't you come up with like Stanley or something? Like, who's coming up with the names?
Is it the same thing, Kaylin? Kaylin's like, how are you guys the parents already? And I'm
I know.
Not.
I feel like I'm stoned right now.
How do you get your children to school every day with this lack of knowledge?
Ow, wait. It hurts so much to laugh.
Kaylin.
Well, they're both fevers, but there's no, according to Wikipedia, there's no typhus, also known as typhoid. They're two different things.
Oh.
Then they got to come up with a different name.
Typhus
why is it got to
typhoid?
I know,
come on. Maybe typhoid is not if you look up typhoid, what does it say?
It says typhoid fever, also known simply as typhoid, is bacterial infection due to salmonella that causes symptoms, mild fever, mild to severe abdominal pain.
I'm going to have to look into this.
Yeah,
meanwhile, guys, brush your teeth, okay?
Yes.
And if you're going to brush your teeth, why not use Quip?
Yes.
First of all, you
don't want to get typhoid.
If you're thinking that Quip is one of those gigantic like electric toothbrushes that takes up your whole counter, you'd be very wrong.
Yes, you'd be very wrong.
It's just like looks like a regular toothbrush.
That's great.
It's like a regular toothbrush. It's like, but it's better because it's an electric toothbrush.
I ordered us. Me and the kids.
Yeah, we have them.
We have them. Good. Mm-hmm. It came in.
Yeah.
I can't wait to
colors,
use
colors, multiple colors for the kids. Then, this is the best part. Mm-hmm. You don't have to think about when your brush head is run down.
Right.
You know.
It starts looking like Motley Crue.
They send you another one.
Right.
$5 and you only need it every couple of months.
That's right.
So it's like what you would spend, it's less than you would spend if you were like me and went out and bought those pulsating toothbrushes like every couple of months.
Yes.
And, you know,
yeah. And
spend
this also
$14.99 a pop.
Exactly. And every 30 seconds, it reminds you to switch sides when you're brushing.
Yeah.
So you get the right brush. It vibrates. It's nice. You can travel with it. And it runs off a charge for 3 months on one charge.
That's great.
And
that's
like
why
you said,
it.
It's $5 for every 3 months for just $5.
And they start at just $25. So if you go to getquip.com/FCOL right now, you're going to get your first refill pack for free with a Quip toothbrush. So you get your first refill free. So go to getquip.com/FCOL. Also, join Patreon, you guys. We love you guys over there. We love our Patreon community. You can go read the Talkies story for free.
Rob,
go to Patreon, FCOL. And for $50... For $50, you can get a business shout out. I only have a couple. We got some space for you guys.
Oh, nice.
I'll read you more than two lines.
Yes.
Sign up right now.
There you go.
$50. And that breaks down to like $15 a shout out.
Yeah.
Which
ain't bad.
It's
free advertising.
Yeah.
For now.
So
free, but...
Michelle Baker does CBD with no THC or very low THC. And they even have a salve.
Mm-hmm.
I pronounce the L. I don't know about you guys. You losers. Leave out the L. Why do you do that? That's for pain. You can rub it on your body anywhere. And if you put in FCOL Baker, if you go to Green Horizon and put in FCOL Baker, she's going to donate 5% to charity every month.
See, nice. Everybody's doing this. Very yeah. nice.
Casey Howell is a real estate agent with Keller Williams Crystal Coast. She covers all of Eastern North Carolina. She's a military spouse, so she knows about like changing, you know, homes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking to move to a new duty station or get a new home or whatever, I don't know, contact her at Casey, K-A-C-E-Y, Marie, at gmail.com. Tish Clevenger wants to add 30 with some veggies and greens to your diet. She is like, she's into your health, okay? Clevenger, C-L-E-V-E-N-G-E-R dot juiceplus.com. Tish Clevenger. Kate Marengo is like, what are you doing with that old rug in your living room? Get a new one.
I know. I got
to talk
to her.
Or maybe she means me.
Keep saying that.
Go to interiorchicago.com/interior-design and let Kate Marengo work wonders with the design of your home.
I need to talk to her.
Yeah. Get her on the horn.
Okay.
All right. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.